is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. On today's program, we're going to give you a prophetic analysis of current events, both nationally and globally, with additional emphasis on what is happening spiritually, looking at this entire series of events that we could call the coronavirus events, because the coronavirus is a biological attack on our nation and the world. But what comes along with the coronavirus, as so many of you know, is the economic problems, the job problems, the medical problems, the geopolitical problems, the trade war problems, the potential for military conflicts in the world problems. But you know, behind all this, we're talking about all those problems, and all those problems are real. They're very real. But you see, when you watch the news media, mainstream news media, and you listen to the mainstream news media, you're being lied to. You know, lying can consist of somebody just outright making something up that's not true. Lying can be saying something that's the opposite of what really happened. Lying is whenever you take the truth and you alter it or you change it into something completely different. That's a lie. Satan is the father of lies. In fact, Jesus, when he was rebuking the Pharisees, accused them of being like their father. He was talking about the devil, the father of lies. The devil is the father of lies. He is a liar from the beginning, it says. A liar from the beginning. But what happened in the beginning that exposed Satan as a liar? Well, you know, in the book of Genesis, when Lucifer or Satan indwelt a reptilian serpent that could stand upright, and this serpent who was indwelt with Satan used his clever, deceiving language to weave a seductive and appealing lie to Eve, which caused her to disobey God and eat from the fruit. And she gave it to her husband, and he ate from the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden. And they activated the law of sin and death, which allowed Lucifer to become the temporary god of this world. And he still is, at this moment, the temporary god of this world. That doesn't mean Jesus isn't Lord and more powerful. It just means that Lucifer, or the devil, has been allowed for a season of time to be the temporary ruler of this world. And Lucifer's kingdom is built upon Lucifer's character, which is fallen, corrupt, evil. And you see, lies and evil and corruption go hand in hand. When you tell a lie, or you broadcast a lie, or you use the media for a lie, or you're continuing to perpetuate a lie about anything. It could be a theological lie, spiritual lie. It could be an economic lie. It could be a lie about a person's behavior. It could be a lie about anything. And lies are not truth. A lie, at its very core, is a counter-truth. It's an alternative to the truth. A lie is an illusion. A truth is the real thing or a reality. I want to repeat that. A lie is an illusion. Truth is reality, or that which is real. So whenever you attempt to build your life or whatever on lies, the inevitable consequence will be that it will implode. It will crash and burn. It may take time, but it will crash and burn, because lies cannot withstand the force of time and scrutiny. They sooner or later disintegrate and crumble. Let me give you an example of a lie embraced by billions of people on planet Earth. That is the lie that the best economic system for the people is socialism or Marxism or communism. That's a lie. It's not an opinion that I'm saying it's a lie. It's not an opinion. It's a lie. Because the overwhelming factual evidence is this, that every single person who steps into socialism, and socialism is merely designed to get you into Marxism and communism, every single people group, every single person that has gone down that path has ended up in a living hell with their freedoms stolen, imprisonment, poverty, and so far worse off than they were under the so-called capitalist systems that were so selfish. Because capitalism is not a perfect system. Capitalism is a corrupt system. But capitalism, even in its corruption, has the capacity to bless people and protect people in ways that never, ever happened in socialism, communism, and Marxism. So socialism, communism, and Marxism is built on an entire series of lies, like false prophets lie. And the series of lies are all the tenets of communism. Communism is really a religion. It's the religion that there is no God, that the state is God. And so everything that communism promises, they cannot deliver. Why? Because when you get right down to it, the entire economic theory behind communism, Marxism, and socialism is, the very essence of it is built on a lie. And that essence is this. Here's the lie. I'm paraphrasing it. The lie behind communism, socialism, and Marxism is that if the workers of the world unite and come together and initiate a communist revolution, then after we have a communist revolution, we can equally redistribute all the wealth fairly. We'll have social justice. We won't have the rich and the poor. Everything will be equal. And the state will be all powerful. And it will run everything for our good. And we will create a workers' paradise on earth for the common man. Okay, let's stop right there. Everything. Every little promise and statement of communism that I just mentioned to you, every single bit of it is a lie and has never happened and is completely fictitious. Yet they continue to use the same language decade after decade after decade, bringing in all the suckers. That's right, they're suckers who are seduced with these incredible promises, only to find out that the entire thing was a scam and they're going to end up in a concentration camp or dead or working at slave labor wages or whatever. Now that's the truth. That's the truth. So when people follow lies, when people choose to believe lies, whether they realize it or not, whether they acknowledge it or not, whether they have a religious bone in their body or not, they end up in Satan's kingdom of darkness, where there is inevitably torture, anguish, pain, suffering, misery, inequality, etc., etc. Why? Because where lies are allowed to spread, grow, rule, and control, mankind, men and women, inevitably go into captivity and slavery and suffering and oppression and are brutalized in horrific ways. What is the dynamic that we're talking about here? You see, this is a dynamic. This is a scientific dynamic, a spiritual dynamic that is connected to God's laws of the universe. That's what it's connected to. Because whether or not mankind wants to admit it or not, whether or not this particular religion or this particular ideology wants to admit it or not, whether or not science wants to admit it or not, the reality is that there is a final reality. In other words, there is a reality that is really real, beyond, behind, and far deeper than anything any person or group or nation believes. You see, just because you believe something passionately doesn't mean it's true. Okay? The Nazis thought Adolf Hitler was their political messiah. That was not true, but they all believed it. Charles Manson's followers, especially the women, you know, the guy who Sharon Tate murders and all that stuff, he had the swastika on his forehead. His followers, especially the women, thought he was like a Jesus figure. But he was a murderer and a criminal. So when you choose to believe a lie, there is always a price tag. There is always an adversity. There is always a release of the death force at a greater power. And you say, Paul, what do you mean by the death force? Well, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, they activated the law of sin and death, which released the death force into planet Earth, into the human race, into everything that happened on planet Earth. They actually released the death force. What does that mean? It means when you flip the switch, as they did, by rejecting God's word, this caused the fall of man. Okay? When man fell, they went from immortal to mortal. Their bodies, their souls, their minds began to die. And the fruit of their fallen nature entered into the world, entered into the animal kingdom, entered into society. And all of a sudden, instead of having a wondrous, beautiful, magnificent paradise, they lived in an evil, cruel world with murder and incest and rape and every kind of other crime. That's the death force. But remember, they opened the door to the death force because they chose to believe the lie of Lucifer, or Satan, the father of lies, speaking through a reptilian serpent being known as the serpent of old, who with great skill and great charm and almost hypnotically, he lied to them, but his lies were so musical, his lies were so melodic, his lies were so appealing and seductive that they disobeyed God. They rejected the truth of God's commandment to accept the lie of Satan, and in the process, they activated the law of sin and death, which caused the death force to come into them, and they began to die, and all creation was corrupted. So from that time period forward, and by that time period forward, I mean going back thousands of years ago to the place in the Garden of Eden where Adam and Eve basically rejected God's word and believed Satan's lie that they would be gods. From that moment forward, man creation, everything on earth, has been infected with a curse. It has the death force in it. And everything is degrading and moving towards evil, and Satan is the temporary god of this world. All due, think about the monumental, massive outplaying of hundreds of millions of lives, of all of human history, of all the wars and the tragedies and the rapes and the murders and all the evil acts, the blood-stained history of mankind, all due to believing a lie. In other words, by believing a lie, they participated in the recreation, redesigning of the earth and the world and society and everything, but in a fallen, evil manner. What you believe is so important. What you believe about yourself is important. What you believe about society, what you believe about life is so vitally important. The Bible says, as a man or a woman believeth, so is he or her. In other words, to a significant degree, what you believe about yourself in your inner man or woman is what you become and what you are. You, God gives you the power to create who you are by what you believe about yourself. And you can release God's destiny for your life. You can release all the talents and abilities and gifts that God has given you in your life by believing them and accepting them and acting on them. However, if you choose not to believe that God has given you all these things through unbelief, you will find your life will be fruitless, will be pointless, will be miserable, will degrade, and you will suffer. And it's all based on what you believe about yourself in relationship to what God believes about you. That's real simple, but it'll change your life. Now, I'm not talking about the New Age teachings and occult teachings. Remember, the occult and the New Age often tries to counterfeit God's principles and truths, except Lucifer will bend or distort them. But they contain most lies, as I've said before, contain seeds of the truth. So, if you believe what God says about you and act on it, that will release your talents, your giftings, your abilities in a very beautiful way. And that's not pride. How do you do that? You do that by not just glancing at your Bible, by not just reading some verses out of context every once in a while, or not just reading Bible verses out of context. You arrive at this. You see, the world system that we live in, which is we live in a Babylonian system. What happened in ancient Babylon at the time of the Tower of Babel with Nimrod, recorded in Genesis chapter 11, where the people in ancient Babylon under Nimrod built the world's first one-world government, one-world religion, one-world economic system, which was based on Luciferian power and Luciferian occult principles. known as Mystery Babylon. It was also where where Satan continued to roll out his God-King deception, which is the reality that the vast majority of the kingdoms and empires in all human history are built upon, the majority of them are built upon secret teachings, secret doctrine, known as Mystery Babylon or the mystery religions. And these secret teachings of these empires and kingdoms are based on satanic, Luciferian, occult, witchcraft, sorcery principles, etc. Now, most Christians don't understand that because they're biblically illiterate. They choose, with their own free wills, to go to churches that preach sermons that are tailored to a kindergartner. You get a Bible verse here and there, tons of worship music, some jokes, but that is not enough truth being inputted in your life. If I don't care how big the megachurch is, I don't care if it's a massive football stadium that's palatially decorated. That means nothing in the eyes of God. Do you think, I mean, really, really, get a grip. Do you think God even gives it a nanosecond pause of consideration? Do you think God is even remotely, do you think that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, is even remotely or distantly impressed with big mega churches and football stadiums that become churches and giant churches, whether it's 20,000, 30,000, 50,000, whatever, that fits into some gigantic football stadium type thing or some gigantic facility, and thousands come, it's televised and stuff. Do you think, I mean, really, I just want to get in your face in love and ask you the question. And I think you're going to agree with me. But I want to ask the question anyway. Do you really think that God is even momentarily impressed with that? Well, you already know the answer. He's not. I know the answer. He's not. He doesn't even give it a pause of consideration. Remember many moons ago? Let's go back in time. And let's, just with our imagination, you know, back to the future. Let's go in that DeLorean car and fly back in time to when you and I and everybody else listening were like, what do they call it, pre-teenagers, or when people just become teenagers, you know, that awkward age somewhere approximately starting like 11 to 14 years old. I mean, you could extend it, but let's just take 11 years old to 14 years old. It's a very awkward time. Now, if we were to go back in time, okay, and we were to look at you and me or any one of our lives and watch ourselves. I mean, we're adults now, but we're going to go back in time and watch ourselves, how we behaved, thought, and operated when we were like between 11 to 14 years old. But we're going to be invisible, so our 14-year-old or 11-year-old self will not be able to see that we're standing there, maybe in the school hallway. We're invisible, and we're looking at ourselves. And first, we're kind of embarrassed, and then we start to laugh. And we all do this. And you know why we get a little bit embarrassed and we start to laugh? Because we look at ourselves as 11, 12, 13-year-old, 14-year-old people, and And we kind of feel bad. We have a pain in our heart, too, because it's like we look back and we say, what was I thinking? Because when you're an 11-year-old, 12-year-old, 13-year-old, or whatever, the things that you think are so important back then, the clothing that you think makes you look great, or the hairstyles, what guy you liked or what girl you liked, that you know, was so important to you, the things that upset you, the things that were your priorities, you would go back in time and you would laugh. You would be embarrassed. You would laugh and you'd shake your head. Because you matured, and the stuff that was so important to you after you matured and became an adult, when you look back or travel back in time, all that stuff that you thought was so important, you were so upset about, the vast majority of it, no, there may have been some legitimate things that happened to you where you were legitimately wounded and hurt. I'm not minimizing that. I'm not sweeping that under the table. I'm not saying you're going to go back in time and laugh at that. You're not. That's a different category, though. It's real, and we don't laugh at it, and you're not going to go back and shake your head, especially in areas of abuse and stuff, or being personally hurt and stuff. No, I'm not talking about that. That's a different category. We're not going to laugh at that. That was real. But I'm talking about the other stuff. You know, we were infatuated with Susie Q, or if you were a lady, you were infatuated with Johnny D or something. I don't know. Now, in today's generation, everybody's named Brandon or Sedona, or, you know, today's names are different. But the point is, you would be embarrassed and laughing generally at how stupid you were. Now, you all know what I'm talking about, especially every one of you who have been mothers or fathers, or, you know, are a relative of a teenager or whatever, or you have an opportunity to walk through a school picking up your kid, or, you know, when in the days when you and I could walk outside here in California, you know, it's like Prison Planet or Escape from L.A. instead of Escape from New York. We're all in isolation. But back in the days, which are going to return, by the way, I just want to say right now, I want to go and notice right now, this virtual reality projection, this holograph of social isolation and endless pandemics reincarnating. No, I don't believe in reincarnation. I'm being sarcastic. Reincarnating every year, you know, a new pandemic, a new coronavirus. So we're perpetually living in our homes, talking only via social isolation. And, you know, constantly getting vaccinations and a horrible economy. That's the world, by the way, that the social engineers have painted for us on purpose, because they're using mind control. They want to terrify us. They want to make us so afraid. That way, we'll do absolutely anything that they want us to do, no matter how outrageous. Because they're manipulating us through fear. Fear is a lie. So you can't allow the lie of fear to manipulate you. So back to when you were a kid. Okay, so now, if you've been a parent or whatever, you see the behavior of young people in that age, in the age categories I talked about, in the mall or a movie theater or walking on the sidewalk, or, you know, you just run into people when you're not socially isolated, and you look, and you're looking at it from the perspective and wisdom, hopefully, of a seasoned adult, and you can see right through the girl with the broken heart who's infatuated with some guy that she's saying, what on earth was she thinking? And some guy infatuated with some girl, and when he gets older, he says, what on earth was I thinking? Because what was so important, what was true, what was so real when you were like a prepubescent child or just entering puberty child, what was so important to you what was so real to you as you grew up disappeared, dissolved, because it was never based on truth. It was all illusions. It was stuff in your head. But you see, the greater society does that to us, presents lies, continual lies, false constructs of reality. Because Satan is the temporary liar. Excuse me, Satan is the temporary ruler of this world, but he's also the father of lies. The world's kingdoms are satanic in nature. It's all built on Luciferian system, Luciferian power, Luciferian lies. The whole basis of Lucifer or Satan is based on a lie versus God, the real God, Jesus Christ, and his word is based on truth. And not only truth, what we call true truth or final reality. True truth or final reality simply means that the truth of the Bible and the truth of Jesus Christ is real and true, whether or not people believe in it or not. Because truth is not based on what you believe. Truth stands apart independently of whether you believe in it or not. In order for truth to be true, it doesn't require that people believe it's true. You see what I'm saying? The truth is true whether or not anybody believes it or not. And there is the shortest way to say it, there is a power, an awesome supernatural power, the power of God that is released in our lives, our minds, and everywhere we go, our children, our grandchildren, our job. There is the supernatural power of God that is released in and through every single believer that's walking and thinking and believing in the truth of God's word. So that means right now for you and your family and your loved ones, even in this coronavirus and all the turmoil that's going with it, because you're a believer in Jesus Christ, that means you believed the truth of the gospel of salvation by Christ, the truth of the promises of God's word. Because you believe in the truth, because you've accepted the truth, and the Holy Spirit lives inside you, the Spirit of truth, there is the invisible supernatural power of God covering you as a protection, covering all those you pray for. And the supernatural power of God is flowing with power and authority out of your life, whether you say something audibly or not. Wherever you go with your physical presence, because you're a temple of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ lives inside you, wherever you go, wherever you walk, whatever you say, whatever you write, however you communicate, the very presence of God is projecting out of you. The Spirit of God is flowing out of you. And that means the truth is pouring out of you. That means the truth is being projected out of you. And because it's truth that is flowing out of you and being projected out of you, that truth begins to surround you and emanate from you like a force field. And this force field of truth produced by the Spirit of God dissolves, dismantles, and protects you from everything of a demonic nature or even a human nature which is energized by a lie. Because the lie dissolves and becomes powerless in the presence of the truth. Another way of saying it is the words of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ said, "You are," meaning every believer in Jesus Christ, you and me, "we are the light of the world," because the light of Jesus lives inside of us. And then the Bible goes on to say, "And the darkness has never conquered the light. So we have to remember this in this coronavirus time. The darkness has never conquered the light, and it never will. And you and I are children of the light because we chose that. We're not children of the darkness. A lot of people have chosen, either volitionally or they've chosen by not. When you see, there's two ways to choose something. One way to choose something is to actually choose it. The other way is to do nothing, so you're like automatically enrolled. If Jesus Christ is offering people free salvation in Christ by faith, and people just turn their back, well, in the eyes of God, they have made the choice to reject the truth. And so by default, they end up accepting the darkness. They can't blame God for the end result of that. So you see how the power of truth inside you begins to fortify you, strengthen you, edify you, because you see, the way God designed the universe, the way the Creator designed creation, you know, mankind is so full of themselves, these scientists and Fabius socialists and stuff, all these people who think they're becoming transhumanist gods. The real God is all-knowing. He's the divine engineer. He's the divine biologist. He's the divine designer, the creator. It just goes on and on and on. And the way he constructed the universe that we live in is composed of multiple dimensions, somewhere between 12 and 13 dimensions, according to modern string theory and physics and quantum physics. So truth represents the release of power in multiple dimensions. You see, this is not something that is understood by secular scientists. And because it's not understood by secular scientists, they don't realize it, but by choosing to reject an intellectual scientific precept regarding the absolute nature of certain truths, and for human scientists to just arbitrarily say, we reject the notion, and what they're really doing is rejecting the reality of absolute truth in the world and the universe. So when they choose to do that, they are shutting massive doors in their minds, and they're locking them, they're socially isolating themselves from the most powerful truths in life, reality, in the universe, because they make a willful decision to shut their minds off from the very notion of absolute truth. But absolute truth is far, far more than the truth of, let's say, the moral precepts in God's word. Absolute truth spans multiple dimensions. You see, there is a convergence. There is a convergence between religious truth, moral truth, economic truth, scientific truth, biological truth, genetic truth, theological truth, we can go on and on, psychological truth. There's a convergence between all of those sectors of truth and the multidimensional realities of truth as part of the fabric by which our created world, universe, and all the creator of the created order is held together. Now, quantum physics, physicists behind string theory, people in cutting areas of physics today. The sciences of physics and consciousness are merging. The study of the relationship between different chemicals, beings, etc., in multiple dimensions, this is now being discovered and explored by cutting-edge physicists. So what we have discovered, and what the Bible has already said is true, is that if you and I, the Bible says that you and I are to walk in the truth. The Bible puts it this way, in 1 John, starting in verse 5, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Then it says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 4, it says, "He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says that he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked." So this is very, very powerful stuff. It's the power of truth, and how being in the truth, repenting of our sins, and walking in the light keeps us from walking in the darkness or walking in lies. And we have to remember that what we are being told here, we're being warned about claiming to know him, but being exposed as being liars because we really don't know him. And the way people can observe that we really don't know him is because we're just breaking his commandments all the time. And therefore, we are liars. Now, I'm not talking about people who are sinning and repenting and in the process of overcoming sin. That's a different category. I'm talking about people who unabashedly, with not even blushing, just sin and walk on in their sins with comfort. Also in 1 John, we read in 1 John chapter 2, starting in verse 15, and again, this is powerful, powerful stuff. It says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." So what we see here is that we're not supposed to love the world. Why? Because the world is under the rulership of the temporary ruler of this world is Lucifer or Satan. So this present temporary world system is a mystery Babylon system. It's a Luciferian system. You and I are just passing through. This is not our permanent home. But then it says, in verse 17. And the world is passing away. Why is the world passing away? Because the original world with Adam and Eve was built and created on truth. The world we live in now has been defiled, has been corrupted, and is degrading with ever-increasing force because it's imploding, because it's not built on truth. It's built on lies. Our economic system is built on lies. I talk about that in my book, The Day the Dollar Died, and Are You Ready for the Microchip? And Prophecy of the Future of America. Our economic system is built on a completely lying system, and it has since 1913. And this lying system goes all the way back to ancient Babylon at the time of the Tower of Babel, and it is part of an occultic system known as Mystery Babylon. And if you don't understand this, then you will have no clue about money, the economic system, investing, or anything else. What was happening in ancient Babylon is they were using an occult principle where you cause people to become your slaves by getting them into debt to you. It's called debt slavery. It's used today to enslave people all over the world. It's been used by every powerful group. It's been used by every kingdom and empire and ruling class since the beginning of time. It's an occultic principle of domination called the debt slavery system. In the debt slavery system, the occult god kings secretly are printing money from nothing. Now, that's a lie right there. If you're creating your wealth based on a total lie, then your wealth, your money, and power really is not real. It's an illusion. And it requires the people to believe in it irrationally, with like a religious fervor, in order for it to work. If the people stop believing in the illusion or the lie, then the occultic money system disintegrates. Now, you really need to understand that. And my books explain it in a simple but documented way. The Day the Dollar Died is an absolute must. Are You Ready for the Microchip? Talks about a med chip. It was written a couple of years ago, but it's basically telling you what they're going to do with this vaccine, where this vaccine technology is going. It's going to load a chip into you. That's where it's going. You need to read those books along with The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, Mass Awakening, and A Prophecy of Future of America, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Now, this is why you need to read the Word of God and understand this. And I really feel sorry for people who go to churches whose pastors never teach them the meat of God's word. And their people are being victimized and being destroyed by the evil one, and in subtle ways, but it's very, very powerful destruction. The endless divorces, the addictions, the horrible things that happen to people are so unnecessary. Our job is not to point a finger at other people and denounce them. We're supposed to be throwing people life rafts and loving them and helping them. Okay. So we have to understand that this Luciferian principle of debt slavery was created by Lucifer and began to take off in ancient Babylon under the Mystery Babylon occultic system. In this occultic system, the money that they used in ancient Babylon, their money or currency was written on papyrus, which is an ancient form of paper. So some of their their dollars, so to speak, were written on pieces of paper. They used coins from various metal. They used other things that represented a certain economic worth. Okay, so all of those things were their currency. Now, there's two ways currency operates. The way it's supposed to operate is that the actual thing that you're using to buy something with, your money, whether your currency is written on a clay tablet or whatever, it's still money. There should be something, whatever value you declare of it, okay? Let's just say, I'm mixing economic systems, but let's just say you hold up to somebody a piece of papyrus that's worth $100 in ancient Babylon, or whatever their currency was called, okay? And as long as everybody agrees and believes that it's worth $100, you can buy and sell $100 worth of value from it. But what really has happened behind the scenes is secretly, in these occultic empires, they are printing money from nothing. They are manufacturing money from nothing. Now, printing money from nothing, manufacturing money from nothing, is what we would call a lie. The reason it is a lie is because the person we give that money to believes that whatever it is, a coin worth $100 or a piece of papyrus or a printed dollar, whatever the value we say it is or is written on it, the public or whatever, believes that that's what it's worth. And so they buy and sell based on that basis of the currency. Now, the whole idea, but you see, the currency is based on a lie. The way God designed money to work, and see, God speaks enormously in the Bible about economics. The way money is supposed to work, the only way money is kept from being a lie is to keep money true or truthful. The way you keep money true or truthful and not becoming a lie is whatever you're using for money or currency, whether it's a printed paper with a $100 bill on it, or it's a gold coin worth $100, or it's a papyrus, which is ancient clay, where they write $100 or whatever their currency was called. Now, so either the actual monetary unit, like in the case of a gold coin, the idea was that the actual value of the gold that made up a gold coin was worth $100. The papyrus, the clay where you write a value, obviously that in and of itself is not going to be worth a lot of money. But it's an honest representation of $100 if the person that is giving it to you, or institution that's giving it to you, has something of a real $100 value, like gold or silver or jewels, hidden in a bank somewhere or a safe place somewhere, so that when they give you that $100 clay tablet, if you need to, you could come back to them and cash it in, and they would give you $100 or whatever is left over besides what you spent in gold or silver, something tangible that has value. So what they do in this occultic principle of printing money from nothing is they use the principle of a lie, or in sorcery, I'm serious about the word sorcery, it's not an accidental, to cast a spell. So they're using magic, lies, and a spell and illusion to create their own wealth and power, because behind the curtains, what they're secretly doing is that they are creating real wealth for themselves by using a monetary system or a currency that's based in 100% on a lie. So, in a sense, they're cheating. The entire economic system that they've created is a cheat. It's a lie. It's a deception. And because they can print or come up with as much money as they want with no restrictions, no accountability, and then convert it into printed dollars or convert it into coins or convert it into a papyrus tablet or a Bitcoin or a digital unit or some kind of computer byte on a microchip implant, whatever they use, the very foundation of this economic system is based on a lie, because they are multiplying their wealth based on the lie that what they're loaning to you or buying from you and calling money or currency, in reality, in truthfulness, is worth nothing. In and of itself, it's worth nothing. So you are taking something which is worth absolutely nothing. But because you go along with their lie and you believe your lie, like so many Christians who are deprived of the truth, because you believe their lie and go along with their lie, they are able to get something of real $100 value from you, like your labor, like your work, like something you build or make, or a job you do, you see. So there's a transaction that happens of buying and selling. You tell them you're going to buy, this is ancient times, okay, imaginary story. You tell them you're going to buy their horse. They want to buy your horse. And so they give you $100 clay tablet papyrus where they wrote $100. That was the currency in Babylon. And they give you that tablet, which represents $100, to buy your horse. So you give them your horse, which is really worth, in the real world, $100. And they give you, in return, a clay tablet, which says it's worth $100. The reason you go along with it is you have faith in them and their monetary system and their power. You believe their lie because everybody else is. Now, if you didn't believe their lie, they couldn't get away with buying your horse for nothing. But because you and everyone else collectively, groupthink, believe their lie, then in what's called an alchemical, magical process, that which is worth nothing suddenly has value. And they've enslaved you by using this alchemical, magical process of ancient sorcery that goes back to ancient Babylon and other occult empire kingdoms. I hope you understood what I was talking about. If you don't, you've got to get the books. I call them the Founder Series because I'm the founder of the ministry. And the books are designed to be read one after another because it represents an entire body of language. And they're fast-moving and interesting books. So go to paulmaguire.us. That's paulmaguire.us. And we have these books, the different titles of great importance, available for you at bundle price discounts if you go to paulmaguire.us. And then, so you get four of them, but you read them. You read them. And then hopefully you'll pass them on and get them back and pass them on and pass them on. I wouldn't just give them to somebody who's they may not read them. The idea is to change. The idea is for us together to win this battle for the hearts and minds of mankind in the history of the world, because that's where we are. So visit paulmcguire.us and spread the word. Right now, we're in the greatest battle there is. You here to illustrate this alchemical, magical sorcery system of economics. Let's just talk about when the Federal Reserve came out as the coronavirus was first taking off, and this chairman of the Fed came out and said, maybe you saw it on national TV, he said that we, the Fed, are prepared to print, I forgot his exact words, he said, we're prepared to print something like an infinite amount of money. We're prepared to print money endlessly. That's essentially what he said, to fight this coronavirus war. Now, just from what he did is he revealed to the entire American public the truth of the collective agreed upon illusion, which is that the Federal Reserve uses the occultic system of printing money from nothing. They revealed it openly, but people are so dumbed down, they went through their head like a wind tunnel. How can you print? How can any entity, no matter how rich, print money endlessly or infinitely to solve the problem? That would mean you would have to have an infinite supply of money on hand, or gold or something of value, or it would mean that you would have an endless supply of gold or whatever that had real value. Nobody on planet Earth has an infinite or endless supply of anything of value, because we live in a finite world. So how are they able to defy the law of gravity and print as much money as they want from nothing? Wouldn't you love to do that with a color copy machine? Wouldn't you like to just download an app and every time you needed money, print as much money as you want from absolutely nothing except for the cost of the printing cartridge? You could become very wealthy. Well, let me just cut to the chase. That's why these people are very wealthy. They've been printing money from nothing from ancient Babylon and before. And they're doing it, they have done it right in front of the face of the people since the beginning of time, including Americans. So that's why they can say, we'll print as much money, we'll endlessly print money, we'll print it infinitely. Why? Because if you don't have to have a real supply of something of value to back up the money, like gold, jewels, silver, oil reserves, or something, you're just printing it up from hot air. Wow, wouldn't you like to be able to do that? You could make, you know, they would arrest you and I as counterfeiters. But this group of international bankers, completely autonomous from the U.S. government, can truly print as much money as they want at will, and they don't have to have a penny to back it up. That is called illusion. The ancients called it magic or sorcery. It's a psychological manipulation. The entire economic system globally, now and from the beginning of money, because it's Luciferian, has always been about printing money from nothing. It's an illusory system. So we're supposed to feel safe because an entity that called the Federal Reserve, which consists of the wealthiest bankers in the world from foreign countries who control our money supply, we're supposed to feel comforted because they've come forward. And by the way, they have created artificially every recession, every depression, every inflation. They totally control none of the what happens in the markets, financial markets, etc. None of it happens randomly or accidentally. It's all orchestrated for the benefit of the wealthy elite. and the entire stock exchange and the Federal Reserve, the same thing. Okay, so here we have the entire world. It's called mammon in the Bible. Jesus used the word mammon. It's like the spirit of money for this world. Money, or this spirit or god of mammon, is a demonic spirit. It's a demonic spirit which is using Luciferian power, which is based on a lie. You see, ultimately, this is a lie. Therefore, that's its relationship to Luciferian power. The lie is that what they're giving you, like paper dollars or papyrus or something that represents a dollar, it could be a computer chip implant, get Bitcoin or whatever. The lie is that what they're giving you, that they call money, has any real value. And it doesn't have any real value, except to them, because they're controlling it. They're controlling the lie or the seduction for their purposes. And that's probably one of the biggest open secrets in the history of the world. And if you are a responsible Bible teacher, considering the fact that the Bible speaks in thousands of passages, the Bible speaks about money, currency, economics, wealth. So obviously it's a large topic from the Lord. And to not teach from the Bible about it does people a disservice. Okay, so remembering that this entire thing is based on a system of illusion, sorcery, alchemical magic, or psychological manipulation, and it is based on a lie, just like cults have lying teachings, but they control everybody. So with this coronavirus, we see a number of things happening. On one hand, it is a real disease. There's no question about it. We can debate and argue whether it was created as a biological warfare weapon, or it was just this or that. All I can say, I can't give you a definitive answer. All I can say is it was made in a level 4 biological laboratory, or escaped from a level 4, the highest level biological warfare laboratory. So if it's not a biological weapon, and I don't know if it was or not, what is it doing in a biological warfare laboratory? Okay. So then it spreads mysteriously around the world. It's real. Anybody who isn't acting like it's real is really putting people at risk, because it's real. And you need to block transmission. And also, with huge emphasis, allowing the economy to collapse is equally as real. Because the elite, the wealthy, they're protected. The hardworking, working class and middle class, people who own businesses, independent contractors, so many people in the working class and the middle class have chosen, for many good reasons, to be independent contractors, to be self-employed, to be small business owners, etc. They're the movers and hustlers. Okay, they can't count on a steady paycheck. They have to earn it. So it's these people who are the most vulnerable in this coronavirus crisis. So you have all these people who have wealth and can afford not to work and they're not even in social isolation anywhere. With social isolation on the beaches of Maui in your third house? I mean, come on, give me a break. So they're telling the working class and the middle class, independent contractors, small business owners and stuff, they keep telling the elite, the wealthy, the privileged, keep telling the working part of America, you got to stay in your house. And if that happens for many people, depending upon what they do, they can't boot up, and they're losing income, and it intensifies. Now, the problem is that there are multiple lies converging here. There has been a systematic spreading of lies by the mainstream media regarding the economic interrelationships between Dr. Fauci and that female doctor and Bill Gates and Melinda Gates and these big pharmaceutical companies. Gates is giving some of these different entities, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars. So everybody's saying, wait till we have a vaccine. Well, that's easy to say if you're Bill Gates. So there are lies being told here. People are bending, manipulating the truth to continual generating, to continually generate fear. Because fear allows you to manipulate people with lies. When people are frightened, and you can frighten people by just telling them lies. And when you lie to people and frighten them and terrify them, then you've made them vulnerable to controlling your mind. So the way that you and I, and any true believer in Jesus Christ, God wants us victorious at this moment in time and history. He wants us victorious. And we can be. The way that we can be victorious and overcomers is to know the truth. The truth and the knowledge of the truth. Knowledge is excellent. But it's got to be knowledge of truth. If what you have is knowledge of lies, you're going to go down. So we recognize that social media, internet, all kinds of people are instilling deliberately, psychologically manipulative images, articles, reports, social media images that drive fear into the hearts and minds of millions of people. And they keep doing it night after night after night, repetitively. Fear, disorientation, and chaos. What that does, that causes people's heads to spin. And that is, when you have people's heads spinning from fear, that is the perfect opportunity for social engineers and social controllers, etc., to move in on the human mind and enslave it, to program you, to brainwash you, to use forms of mind control on you. They can get you to do just about anything through that process. So, here's the truth in simplification. There's basically two directions that the people of planet Earth have before them, that you and I have before us. One way would be the path of God according to God's word. The other way would be the path of man according to man's word, or according to whatever occult god or deity or demon or whatever that a person believes in. So these are the two basic paths, the path of God or the path of man and man's gods. One path leads to destruction. That's true. One path leads to heaven. That's true. But remember, because we're in a spiritual war, Lucifer has called God's plan bad and his plan good. So the way we overcome this spiritual battle is we know the truth. The truth is God's plan, according to his word, is good. And so we can receive the power from God to overcome this present battle, this present situation I've just described for you. We have the Holy Spirit inside us, the Spirit of truth, Jesus Christ. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We have the Word of God, and if we renew our minds by reading the Word of God, we can become wiser and wiser and wiser. And then we can pray. We can ask for things. We can ask for answers to prayer. We can ask for wisdom and knowledge. And we can take advantage of the resources of God. This is how we overcome. So right now, almost as if it was on cue, the timing is very conspicuous, in my opinion. As if by on cue, the coronavirus shows up. Right after the impeachment hearings fade, the coronavirus epidemic comes up. And all of a sudden, the economy, which was soaring, employment, which was soaring, We never experienced more economic recovery, the beginnings of prosperity, every record for America becoming profitable and new jobs and manufacturing jobs and companies and everything else pouring into the United States. There has never been such a positive economic revival in America for like 70 years or more. And if you measure it comparatively, there has never been this level of, we were in a path of just upwards financially, like no other time in human history. Now that is an amazing thing, considering we were upside down before. So think of this. Think out of the box and think about this. We never have seen such economic prosperities. It wasn't even finished yet, but it was like unlike anything America had ever experienced before. And then, mysteriously, it all crashes. It all is shattered. Beginning with announcements and transmission of the coronavirus. But they were talking about the destruction and collapse of the economy and everything else. They weren't talking about that months into the coronavirus. They were talking about it at the very beginning, like it was scripted. So at this moment, out of nowhere, the whole economic recovery is killed for the moment. It's dead. Now, thinking out of the box, just going with your gut, why do you think that is? Think out of the box and go with your gut. And if we could talk face to face, we'd both know what it is. There's something, you know what I'm talking about. I don't need to spell it out. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So now, somebody wanted that economy, it appears anyway, smashed. Well, why would anybody want the economy smashed? Because if America's unprecedented economic revival continued, it would continue to motivate other nations around the world to copy the American system, which some powerful people don't like. And also, this supercharged, powerful American economy was being led by a president who believed in nationalism, patriotism, Christian values, and very, very, very powerful people opposed that. So how do you destroy the influence and power of a president like that? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. All I know is that they've smashed the economy. Just literally smashed it. So, the question then, what do we do about it? We find the answer to what we do about it by looking into God's Word, knowing what God's Word says. What does God's Word say? God tells us over and over again about the signs of the times before His coming, about what He wants us to do as His people before He returns, about the last day's soul harvest, about making disciples of all nations, about feeding the hungry and clothing the naked, preaching the gospel, standing up for righteousness. God gives His people all these commandments, praying and being intercessors, intercessory prayer warriors. So we look at the present situation. The present situation is we're still being dominated largely by the coronavirus and fears of second waves of coronaviruses. We're still, despite all the lifting, we're still heavily controlled, and we've been damaged heavily by this thing economically. I mean, you know, massive numbers of jobs have been wiped out, massive numbers of huge economic hit on a global level. So you keep hearing over and over from people that I call the mind control people using literal mind control words over and over again, like the new normal, the new normal. When they say that over and over again, they're programming you hypnotically. They're telling you through hypnotic programming, the new normal, the new normal. That is designed to go into your subconscious to prepare you from moving to the present kind of society we have lived in, into a far more restrictive, far more socialist, and far more controlled society, which they call the new normal. They know if they just took you out of your present normal and plopped you into what they have planned, you'd go berserk. People would go berserk. So they use hypnotic programming to prepare you for the new normal. Their new normal, because what the new normal is, it's all about control. It's all about domination. If you get down to the nitty-gritty of what the new normal is, it's about brute, raw power, control, and domination of people. Yeah, that's what it's about. So, this is a challenge. What do? We have to understand we have been sent here to planet Earth by God for a purpose. The very fact that you and I live at this time, at this moment, with the coronavirus and the whole deal, is all part of the plan of God. God knew you before the foundation of the world and called you to be here for such a time as this. So we're here. We're the supernatural body of Christ. We're here because this whole thing did not catch God by surprise. God knew about it. We're here because God has a mission for us, a mission and missions for us. We're here because we can actually make a change eternally. We're here on a divine assignment. God called us before the foundation of the world to be here for such a time as this, and He has already downloaded in every one of us all these gifts, talents, and abilities so we can accomplish what he's called us to do. So instead of freaking out, instead of getting into fear, we switch channels in our mind. We stop just sucking in the fear from the mainstream media. We stop sucking in the fear. You need to be aware. You need to know what's going on. But if you're being gripped and paralyzed by fear, then that's what the devil wants to use to keep you in captivity. So you got to break that spirit of fear. Now, God uses government. I'm not knocking the government giving monies to people. But you better be careful in your heart that you're looking to God to be your source, not government. It's not that you're not thankful to government and you don't recognize how God uses government. But the bottom line is you're to be looking at God, because God may be speaking to you about doing things, changing directions, giving you plans. And if you're not seeking God because you've been lulled into complacency because you think the government's going to be your God and take care of everything, you're walking in the way of a lie, and you're going to get hit hard. Okay? And God doesn't want that. God wants to spare you from that. So we know the truth about ourselves and why we're here. So finally, we have to understand that coronavirus or no coronavirus, God has called each one of us to do a bunch of stuff. And that which God calls us to do, he gives us the wisdom, he gives us the resources, he gives us the education or the training, the opportunities, the favor. He puts us in the right place at the right time. And God gives us the spiritual power and the anointing. And God will even give us the financing, the cash flow that we need to accomplish anything he's called us to do. That's powerful. You embrace that truth, fear goes out the door, and you become an overcomer. You become victorious. You're not a victim in this thing. You pray, you seek God. God may have you intelligently stand, but make sure when you stand, it's with intelligence. Now, together, the power of God, the resources of God are multiplied. So I want to close this program by thanking every one of you that are spiritual prayer warriors. Pray for us stronger than ever. I want to thank you for spreading the links of all of our media and programs. Go to paulmcguire.us, join, follow, subscribe to all our Roku, everything, you know. It helps us. It helps us. And then we are moving forward to expand the studios, to reach more people, to set up a system so that if these sensors try to shut everything down, we can come to you with video and audio. So we're moving forward. Much of what we're doing, I can't openly say on the radio program, okay? But this is about winning the battle for the hearts and minds of mankind. This is about saving countless numbers of people. This whole shaking, this whole paradigm of the coronavirus has given us an opportunity like never before. The fields are white for harvest. I need you to join with me as my brother and sister in Jesus Christ in bringing in this last day's soul harvest. Go to paulmcguire.us or use our mailing address and donate. Ask God, Lord, how much can I donate? How much should I donate to Paul McGuire Ministries, Paradise Mountain Church? Whatever God tells you to do, do it. And at the same time, may the Lord bless, anoint, and use you and drive fear out of your life and fill you with faith. In Jesus' name, visit paulmcguire.us.